How do you know this place even exists?
I was born there.
So why'd you leave?
I didn't. I was taken as a child. Stolen.
You've done this before?
Many times. Now that I drive a war rig, this is the best shot I'll ever have.
And them?
They're looking for hope.
What about you?
Redemption.
Do you know what the Turing test is?
Yeah, I know what the Turing test is. It's when a human interacts with a computer. And if the human doesn't know they're interacting with a computer, the test is passed.
And what does the pass tell us?
That the computer has artificial intelligence. Are you building an AI?
We are not scared about the worlds, because when the Bellas hit the stage, we are gonna blow minds.
With what? More of Flabby Abby's baby shoot?
That's not my name.
I don't know your name. Could be anything. Obese Denise, Inflexible Tina, Lazy Susan.
My Name ist Fat Amy, and I eat krauts like you for lunch.
Your team is like a, how do you say that, a heated mess. You know, a mess where heat is applied to it, so what once was a little messy is now even messier.
This thing, it's gonna follow you. Somebody gave it to me, and I passed it to you, back in the car. It could look like someone you know, or it could be a stranger in a crowd. Whatever helps it get close to you. It could look like anyone, but there's only one of it.
Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're bringing you our mid-year recap episode for 2015.
Special bonus episode.
Special bonus episode, yeah. So this one I think will be posted about 3 or 4 or 5 days after episode 30.
It's time to get loose, man. I'm drunk. How about you?
Yeah, man.
I'm actually not.
But... I'm loaded up with iced tea, yo. Riding that sugar high.
Yeah. My big glass of water here.
Straight up. So before I wanted to record this episode, I was like, I'm going to listen to last year's episode. And man, we were so stoked about it last year. Remember, we were just like, best year ever. So many films. How are we going to narrow it down to just 5? Totally different story this year, right?
I listened to it too. And there were some, I remember there being some films that I was pissed off that I left off.
Yeah, me too.
I remember why isn't Chef in my top 5?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That film was great.
It was great, yeah.
If Chef came out this year, it would be in my top 5 probably.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. But yeah. This year has not been good.
Yeah. There's been great films, but a lot of really bad films. A lot of disappointments.
The cool thing about last year's Midway Top 5 show, I think it was our first really good show.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
It was a show we kind of like clicked.
Yeah, I agree big time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you're new to the show, go back to the 2014 mid-year. We called it, the Mighty Mid-Year episode or something like that. That was probably the turning point for us.
Just don't listen to any of the ones previous.
Oh, they're garbage.
We had the sound quality. That was also the first episode we had like proper mics.
Oh, that's right, wasn't it?
Yeah. We recorded it at Adrian's house in his kitchen.
That's right.
Now we're in my kitchen.
That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, it was our first really good show.
Yeah.
And it was the first show I was like really proud of, the one I didn't listen to and go, oh,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's only gone up like to the moon since then.
Of
man.
Course.
We run this shit.
No doubt in that. No doubt.
No doubt. Not like the group. Anyway.
I don't mind them.
Yeah. In the 90s, they were pretty cool.
Yeah. Hard songs on Rock Band.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Especially if you're playing bass.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
I didn't play the bass part on that. All about the vocals. I'll save that for another episode.
I guess Rock Band 4 and Guitar Hero are coming out in October. Some people will have to play some. Come buy them both.
Oh, yeah.
I love those games.
Dude.
So maybe we'll have to like put some like Vine footage on our
We'll make that our opening soundbite.
Of Adrian like screaming Rage Against the Machine or something.
Yeah. Butchering Rage Against the Machine. We're here to talk about our 2015 so far in film. Just to give you a brief idea of the format, we're going to talk about our honorable mentions first. I believe we have two each. Two films that didn't quite make the top five but are worth mentioning. And we'll talk about our top five films. And then we'll talk about the worst films, the three worst films we've seen so far in 2015. Hello, Adrian here. Just have to interrupt the show for a brief moment for a quick editor's note. We put it out there to our Facebook page for anybody to chime in with their favorite films and the least favorite films of the year so far. A good friend of ours, Will Lindis from Movie Bear Podcast, we highly recommend you check them out. He chimed in with his thoughts on 2015 so far in the first half. So thanks for sharing, Will. Here comes Will's thoughts. And again, you can find this on our Facebook page. So I'm just going to read it right now. I'm pleasantly surprised at how many great, innovative films I've seen this year, especially considering how sour I've been about most of the summer releases. Spring, Ex Machina, It Follows, and Me and Earl and the Dying Girl all have special places in my heart. However, my hands-down favorite of the year so far is Mad Max Fury Road, a film which not only stands as one of the best action films of the year, but possibly even one of the best action films, period. As for least favorite, I hate to yuck someone else's yum, but there were two films that really turned my nose this year. Poltergeist was a disappointment that never really worked for me, either as a remake or as a modern horror film. Even more frustrating was The Lazarus Effect, which was absolutely awful, despite having an inspired choice for director David Gelb, a talented cast, and an intriguing premise. So again, thanks very much for sharing, Will, and let's resume the show.
Here's my disclaimer.
There you go.
Ready for it? See, the way I list is different from Adrian's.
Yeah, that's right.
I list what I saw that year.
Yeah.
So Adrian's probably going to have some films that were on my list last year.
Yeah.
So I have two lists. I have Adrian's rules list.
What?
And Bill's rules list.
I was going to say, I know for sure there's probably at least one selection that's on your list that'll probably be on my final top 10. But it's not in this one.
Is it because it hasn't opened? Because
it hasn't opened.
Oh, you motherfucker.
And just because I didn't want us to talk about that same film again.
It opens in 2 weeks.
I know. It's not in the first half.
Oh.
Either I obey the rule or
all
I just
right,
don't.
All right.
Yeah.
This is before July 1st, we'll say. Because that's when Magic Mike opens. So we'll say, but before July 1st.
Yeah.
That's the list.
Yeah.
And I must say this again, like I said last time on our year-end list, my shit's definitive.
So he says.
There's no better list in the world.
Right.
It's just, I'm that good.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Revel in it.
Revel in it.
Yeah, I am that damn good.
So write down everything that Bill says in terms of films and seek them out and agree with him because that's the way you're going to feel as well.
Well, I do have the film on my list that Adrian's talking about. And,
yeah.
I had a feeling you might do that.
Yeah, I had to.
Like, you can't do that.
I had to.
Oh.
It was on there up until about a week ago, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I have to obey my rule.
Okay, well then, after we name our stuff, I'm going to have to ask you where it would place.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
That's fair?
That's fair. Right, that's cool. Totally fair. We're ready to get into it?
I think so.
Cool. Do you want to talk about your honorable mentions first?
Am I going to do both at once, or are we going to alternate?
Oh, might as well alternate, I guess. Okay. Or no, I think the...
We'll alternate with the top 10, with the top 5 list, but not the honorables.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So my two honorable mentions, Matthew Vaughn's Kingsman.
Nice. I love that film.
Really, I don't know anybody who didn't like that film.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. It just came out on Blu-ray, so if you haven't had a chance to see it, and shame on you if you haven't.
Shame.
It's a really fun spy film.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have Melissa McCarthy in it.
Hey, man. Hey, no.
Bazinga.
No, I just had to throw in that dig.
Fuck yes.
All right.
And my other nomination for honorable mentions is a film that a lot of people would say was really good if it wasn't directed by Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Lost River.
Nice.
The underrated film so far of the year.
Wicked. Right.
Seriously,
on.
Seriously, if this had been made by Adrian Charlie,
yeah,
we'd be like, holy crap, that's a great debut film.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Right on.
Poor Ryan Gosling. I think he deserves better.
Oh, that's too bad.
So yeah, my two honorables, Kingsman and Lost River.
Right on.
Both are awesome.
Cool. All right, here goes my first honorable mention. Spring.
Oh.
I know, right? Bill's like died inside there.
That was in my head.
Where was that on your top 10 last year? Was it?
It was number 11.
Number 11. Okay. Yeah. So you, high regard.
Because I did a 20. I think we both kind of did a 20.
And yeah.
I re-listened to the show a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was at number 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Spring. This is that one title I'll probably regret leaving off my top 5 at the mid-year point. But out of the films I've watched, I wrote down probably 13 I considered for the top 5. This one was on the list all the way up until, we'll get into that. I think Bill knows where I'm going with that. Mm-hmm. Spring, just a beautiful love story, sci-fi, horror mashup in the style of Richard Linklater's Before Sunrise.
With some H.P. Lovecraft thrown in.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft. Yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful film. Lovable characters. And one of those ones that just really wrecked me in the best possible way. That one's also available on demand, and the Blu-ray is coming out pretty soon.
It's out.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's super cheap. If you live in the U.S. at Best Buy, it's $10.
No way.
No excuse.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Come for the cool horror. Love the really cool romance with it, too. It's,
yeah.
That might sound weird.
Yeah.
You'll understand.
Yeah. It's a great, great film. Yeah. Check it out. Spring. And my second honorable mention, What We Do in the Shadows. You groaned. I think it's probably the top comedy this year so far. You didn't like it?
Adrian,
I thought you liked
that
it.
Film last year.
At Whistler Film Festival.
Saw that film last year.
Didn't qualify, man. Let's just get over that. What We Do in the Shadows, really funny, really, really funny stuff. It's about a flat of vampires shot like a documentary, and they run into werewolves, and they talk about how they eat and how they trap their victims, and it's so funny, like pound for pound, probably the funniest movie of the year so far.
I completely love that film.
Yeah.
They also have a human friend who's a pretty cool guy, so we just can't eat him.
Yeah, that's right. And he's totally cool with just hanging out with vampires. He is awesome.
Yeah, easily one of the funniest films I've seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's highly enjoyable.
Yeah, it's very clever, very funny. Such relatable content with a vampire spin. It's awesome. That's my second honorable mention, What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay. Top 5?
Yeah, top 5. Let the games begin.
Number 5. Montage of Heck.
Nice, dude.
Brett Morgan. I'll never watch it again, but it's in my top 5.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's another Nirvana documentary out called Soaked in Bleach.
Oh, that's right.
About the whole idea that Kurt Cobain was killed by Courtney Love or somebody else.
What?
Yeah. And Courtney Love went to court to stop it from being shown, but it's still being shown. don't see that film.
Yeah.
See this one.
It's amazing.
It's amazing
stuff. It is so good.
All real footage, all real stuff from Kurt Cobain himself, unlimited access, the definitive Kurt Cobain documentary. But as I said, when we reviewed it on the other podcast, I want the Nirvana one now.
Yeah, so that would be cool.
Make that happen.
Yeah, yeah, that would be really cool.
So yeah, number five, Montage of Heck.
My number five, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. That showed up on our last episode. You probably heard me gush about it already. Probably all these movies we've talked about already. But yeah, this movie just resonated with me in a way that I did not see coming. Long after I walked out of the theater, it's all I could think about was this film and the way it was shot and the actors and just all the love and just realness poured into this film. Really, really got me in the best possible way. Very emotional. Very funny. It's just got everything going for it. And again, like I said, it's one of the best shot films of the year, which is an easy way to score points with me. But this is like, it's so beautiful to watch. Every frame is just a piece of art. It is something else. So yeah, that's my number five. Me and Earl, the Dying Girl.
Adrian is not a single tear kind of guy.
Oh, definitely not. No.
Are you a single tear kind of guy?
That's right.
My number four. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Nice.
I have it higher than you. I'm actually shocked.
Yeah. Because
when it came to the podcast, I thought you were totally like way more into it than I was.
Well, I probably am, but you'll see why pretty shortly.
Oh, I'm. Okay. Kind of confused now.
You'll see.
So yeah, whatever Adrian said. As I said on the last podcast, and Adrian said it too, that last half hour sold that film for me. Sold it.
Yeah.
Just those films. It's not like Be Kind Rewind where they sweeted all those films.
Oh yeah.
This is actually, I think, cooler than that.
Oh yeah, by far, yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful film, and yeah. they don't make films like this anymore.
No, no. It's just very great screenwriting, lovable characters, great direction. And I looked at, like, you know, the cast and crew on IMDb and stuff, a lot of newcomers to the film. So I think that's refreshing. Yeah, when something like this can come out of nowhere.
And win awards at Sundance and actually be good.
Yeah. What did it win? Audience Award and one other, like grand jury or something
Best
like that.
Craft Services.
That's right.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that usually Sundance winner means kiss of death.
Yeah, for
Not
sure.
This one.
Yeah.
This is beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it should be opening soon or already open in your area.
Yeah.
You need to see this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's essential.
For sure.
Your number four, sir.
My number four. Drum roll. Ex Machina, which I believe will appear higher on your list.
This is so anticlimactic. This is my number three.
Oh, is it?
Like,
okay.
You say it, and then I say it's my number three.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Alex Garland, written and directed by.
His first.
Yeah, his first directorial debut. Oscar Isaac,
Alicia Vikander, Domhnall Gleeson.
They're all so great in this.
Yeah.
Hell of a film. We main reviewed this, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Still just over the moon with this one. And I think it's one where you'll pick up new stuff each time you watch it.
I watched this film 3 more times.
Oh, really?
Since we reviewed that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm still picking stuff up.
No way.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Yeah.
Like, science fiction is so crappy nowadays, which is why when something like this shows up, you're just like so destroyed by it. Like, this is a killer film.
Oh, totally.
And it made some money. I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Support good sci-fi and support good horror. We got to do more for that. So,
oh, yeah.
Blu-ray is coming up.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
buy it.
Yeah, and it's available for digital purchase right now, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not.
No. Yeah, for me, with digital, it's like you lose Rent. The... Yeah. Well, it's the sound, too. Like, it's not lossless audio. It's sounds very hollow. But, you know, I'm a hardcore
sound snob.
Yeah, big time, big time. So, yeah, that's, yeah, my number four, Ex Machina. It's one that I think, while I wrote it down, I was like, fuck, how am I putting this at four? Why isn't this like three or two or, man.
Because there's some pretty choice films at the yeah. top, dude.
Oh, big time, yeah. Big time. So you're next with, or, oh, you did it, right?
Yeah, three. Number three, Ex Machina.
Number three.
I actually called it by its right name for the first time, maybe ever on this podcast.
That's right.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina. Two for Ex Machina. okay, so I'm it's me again.
Number three.
Number three.
I'm ruining this.
Totally. This one I know for a fact is not on your list because it showed up on your list last year. The Tribe is number three. Just came out. It's in limited release. I believe it does expand gradually. I love this film to bits. It's one of the most gangster films I've seen in the last few years. It's about, you know, a boy who transfers to a private school, boarding school, and
for the deaf.
There's all sign language, no subtitles. Yeah. So you're watching it, and you have to interpret everything, and it's easy to watch. See, there's no question as to what's going on and what they're saying. Like, yeah. I think that's on my list. This is probably one of the purest forms of cinema.
It's next level. It was my number two film of last year.
Yeah,
and my number one film was Boyhood, and I said that those were the two next level films of last year. This film shouldn't work. Still have no idea how it works.
Oh, totally.
Like, you should not be able to figure out what's going on. And there is a little bit of a learning curve on that.
A little bit, yeah. It
took a little bit to kind of get with the flow.
Yeah.
Once you do, yeah, this is the film, man.
Yeah.
Draft House Films has this film.
Yeah.
It's in good hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're taking the film around the U.S. right now with, like, one of the lead actresses. And in New York, one of the guys I follow on Twitter posted that somebody genuinely fainted in the film. And I guessed correctly which sequence. Somebody passed out.
Did it involve a hypodermic?
Yes.
I'm going to be really vague there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know exactly the scene you're talking about.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a hell of a film. Not for everybody. If you squirm easily, skip it. But man, beautifully shot. All first-time actors too, which yeah. I think is phenomenal. I think that's hell of an achievement. So yeah, The Tribe. That's my number three. That definitely won't be your number.
And
two.
If you speak sign language, you won't get it.
Yeah, it's Ukrainian, right?
It's Ukrainian sign language.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The best story ever. This was at the Victoria Film Festival last year, anyway, in January, and a bunch of sign language kids showed up to watch the film, thinking that they might be able to understand the sign language, I'm guessing.
I think so, yeah.
Wrong language.
Yeah, that's right. This podcast I listen to, they've got this section called, wrong. That's what I'm thinking.
Nice.
Think you're going to understand them? Wrong.
So that was your number three?
Number three, yes.
I think I might be catching up to you here. You think this might be your same film as me.
Ah.
My number two film is Mad Max Fury Road, directed by George Miller.
Not my number two.
Whoa!
Whoa! Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah, to ruin your surprise, it's my top film.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you know my number one. But yeah. Yeah, what can we say about Mad Max? We've been pimping this film for a couple months. It is the film of the summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And my number one film hasn't even officially opened yet. So technically, this is the best film of the year so far.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Hell of a film. I've seen it four times theatrically, and every time I watch it, I pick up a whole bunch of new stuff. And I think that's just the last thing I took away from the film was that Max delivers the minimum amount of dialogue. I think that takes an incredible amount of skill from George Miller in terms of screenplay and restraint, because sure, he doesn't talk a lot, but he doesn't need to. And I think, it's a cliche to say that, actions speak louder than words, which is, he's a man of action.
The best thing about this film is Tom Hardy didn't believe in it.
Oh, really?
No.
I didn't know that.
He had no idea what this film was.
No way.
At the Cannes Film Festival, he apologized to George Miller, saying, I've now finally seen your film, and I really get it.
No way.
Your film was a masterpiece.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Supposedly, they shot a lot of footage, and George Miller edited it for a really long time.
Yeah, Kyle said he spent years, him and his wife, I believe, cut it.
I'm sure this film was different in many different versions.
Yeah.
But the version he put out?
Oh, yeah. Hell of a ride. Hell of a ride.
Shame on you if you haven't seen it.
Big time.
See it twice.
Yeah. And the thing is, this is just me ranting a little bit, just to add a rant about this film. Exactly. There's a lot of people out there, I never like to tell people you're bad at watching movies, but here I go. I'm going to break my rule.
Tell them all the time.
That's right. There are people out there who think the plot is paper thin and that the characters are one dimensional. This has got some of the richest characters we've seen, not only in an action film, but in most films in the last, 5 years. Just the world building that happens here, the themes that are going on. You've got the scene where you see the women breaking the chains. They're escaping a man. They took it upon themselves to escape and take their own path. I think that that's a beautiful image. It's a beautiful theme, a beautiful message. I love that about the film. And in the film, Miller doesn't point to it and say, hey, look right here, look, this, I'm trying to tell you something. It's just, he presents it, he tells the story, and
it's organic.
Did
this idiot tell you what they thought of the characters?
They thought that Nux and the girl, he didn't believe the relationship they had. That was one of the most beautiful relationships I've seen in at least this year.
You broke their nose, right?
I should have. I really should have. I've reached a point where if it's not you or one of my brothers or a really close friend, I just don't bother talking films with people because they're so fucking stupid.
Yep.
And then in their next breath, they'll go, the new Ninja Turtles movie was pretty good. I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. Fail. So yeah, that's my top pick.
So yeah, Mad Max is awesome.
Yeah. We talk about it a hell of a lot.
Yeah, and it's this year's Chef. My number one, a film that has not even opened yet. We saw it. Both of us saw it at a film festival.
Yeah,
Victoria Film Festival in January, and Adrian met the guy.
Yeah, I did.
Southwest. Something that I'm still completely jealous of.
Yeah,
this film, of course, would be. The Look of Silence, directed by Joshua Oppenheimer.
My friend, Joshua Oppenheimer.
You've never seen a film this devastating. He made a film a couple years ago called The Act of Killing, which I thought was a masterpiece and incredibly hard to watch. This one isn't as hard to watch, but it's more devastating.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
It totally does.
Because the film is... It's just that. It's devastating. Act of Killing was about violence.
Yeah.
This isn't about violence. This is about one man's journey to try to right some wrongs. And I also get the feeling that this film was sort of like a, screw this, I've seen so much bad stuff that I have to make a film. Joshua Oppenheimer thinking that, because it's just, it's so much crap going on in that area. And it's brutal. And this whole film... is just feels like a giant fuck you to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, it is a fuck you to the man. It's told from the victim's point of view, right?
Yeah. The Act of Killing was from the people who did all the atrocities, and this one's from the victim's point of view.
Heartbreaking stuff. Look of Silence comes out very soon in limited release. Don't know all the details about it, but seek it out. See The Act of Killing and then go see The Look of Silence.
Yeah. Act of Killing is really hard to watch. I know for a fact that you felt really sick after watching.
Yeah, I got physically ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's distributed by Drafthouse Films again.
Yeah, that's right.
We're big fans of Drafthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask, would that have been your number one film?
No.
Wow.
It would have been number two.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, right? Yeah.
I think Look of Silence might be my number one film of the year already.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to beat. Yeah. It's a hell of a film. And not to be that guy, I think I may even mention it on a previous episode, but when I talked to Joshua Oppenheimer about his films, he was just the kindest person I met at South by Southwest. He was just so soft-spoken. He even apologized for me getting physically ill for The Act of Killing. I told him about that. I was like, well, when am I ever going to get another opportunity like this? I wanted him to know how I felt. And, you know, I part of me thought maybe he'll, you know, want to hear about it. But anyway, he was like, oh, I'm so sorry you felt that way. And he was just like, his heart was like coming out of his chest and like embracing me for, you know, 2 minutes.
Should have gone to South by Southwest.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. You totally would have been there too. It was in Tim League's backyard. I was chilling, met Joshua Oppenheimer's parents. And then they introduced me to him. They were like, oh, our son has a film here. And I was like, oh, what's his name? And they're like, Josh, come over here. I looked at him. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, hell of a film.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think it's going to be the best film of the year already.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Bloody masterpiece.
Yeah, and it's one that I think my ranking of it could change after a second viewing, because it's one I definitely want to watch at least one more time. Because there's moments where I was just so heartbroken, so devastated that I was like, oh, man, I felt my heart shutting it off for a minute.
Yeah. I'm going to make no bones about this. This is like a bat and a stake to the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's harsh.
Yeah.
But no better rewarding film this year.
Yeah. It's essential viewing.
Yeah.
For sure. Sorry, do you have anything else, Dad?
I have my alternate Adrian list.
Oh, wait, I didn't talk about my number two pick, though.
Didn't you?
No. Yeah, as you mentioned, and started talking about that, I was like, oh, fuck, I'll wait.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I got confused.
Yeah, no, well, it's because we're like alternating the same title. My number two pick, we talked about it last episode, Inside Out.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I connected with it. On every level. If you've listened to the podcast before, Bill knows this better than anybody else. I'm a very emotional guy, so a film about emotions, that's a home run for me. And yeah, there's that one character we'll keep unnamed, just I don't know, just really hit something inside me, you know. I just it was very, I don't want to say bittersweet, but I just love the way they handled the past, how moments in your life as you're an infant or child are very profound and meaningful when you're a little kid. They become less important as you grow up and as you mature, and as you develop new feelings and as you develop. And the way they handled that really just got me good. Yeah, anytime I talk about it, I get all choked up. It's good.
I was just like the girl in the film, and then I heard the first three Black Sabbath albums, and I was just like, I'm a new man.
Yeah.
Then I was so like, holy Christ, Slayer.
Yeah, so you've got your Metal Island.
Yeah, Metal Island.
I was trying to think of that, like what islands, because our buddies from Movie Bear Podcast, they want listeners to submit which islands would be in their brain. I would definitely have Hockey Island, that's for sure.
I'd probably have Hockey Island, Footy Island.
Footy Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Movie Island.
Yeah. Video Game Island, does that count?
Video Game Island, yeah. following hot chicks on Instagram Island. I don't know.
So Creeper Island.
Creeper Island. There's definitely a Creeper Island up there. And man, there's a lot of activity there.
Shit, dude. I feel bad for locking you out of your number two there.
Oh, no, that's all good.
That was bad.
No, that's all good.
Poor form on my part.
No, man. Well, we were alternating picks and juggling around with all the same titles. To answer your question, or did I already? Yeah, number two. The Look of Silence would have ranked number two.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So my alternate Adrian list. Number five, Spring.
Nice.
Number four, Ex Machina.
Nice.
Number three, Mad Max. Number two, The Tribe.
Yeah.
And number one, The Look of Silence.
Right on, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, that doesn't fit my list, though. It's not out in the first half.
I didn't know that. You
debunked, yo. I'm just fucking with you, man.
At least I didn't laugh at your shit this year.
Hey, yeah, that's right. I told Bill like two episodes ago. I was like, dude, just don't laugh at me when I say stuff. But I think that was just your surprise, right? It was like, whoa, what? You picked that?
Yeah.
And it wasn't disrespectful. It was just in the moment. I was like, what the fuck?
It was disrespectful.
Yeah. Cool. So,
Worst.
Worst films. So we're going to talk about the three worst films we've seen so far.
No, man, I got 40.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a lot, man. It's been a
bad year.
It's been a bad year. Really bad.
I can have subgenres like horror, bad racist comedy,
bad rom-com. Phobic
films.
Yeah.
Terrible year.
Yeah.
This was not easy. Actually, two of them were really easy. But that third one, I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going for the most homophobic and racist one.
Nice. So...
Can you guess what the...
Get Hard.
Get Hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that was on my list, but I figured you'd pick it, so I was like, well, I'll just pick something else.
Yeah.
So that was your number three?
It's my number three, yeah.
Get Hard.
Get Hard.
Will Ferrell.
The most homophobic and racist film of the year.
Yeah. He's like, statistically speaking, you've been to prison.
Yeah.
Oh... And he's a working class guy, like, so stupid.
The screenplay crutch, if they run out of an idea, is to say something racist or homophobic.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And we are in 2015, people.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. We really need to move on from that stuff. Yeah.
As I said on the previous show, this is the year of homophobic and racist films.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Not cool.
Yeah. So number three, Get Hard.
Fuck that film.
My number three, I don't think this will surprise you too much. Aloha, Cameron Crowe film. Hated this film.
I thought, not to go off on a tangent here, but I thought you might do Nikki's Family 2 years in a row just because you hate it so much.
I should have, damn it. Yeah, Aloha. Ugh. Hated this film so much. And it's not me just being mad at part of it's me being mad at Cameron Crowe for being fucking shitty these days. One thing that I wanted to comment, I forgot to mention when we reviewed this film, you know how everybody was, and I fully agree, Emma Stone's character is just god-awful. She keeps reminding people that she's part Hawaiian. Funniest thing about that is actually spot on. There will be times when I meet somebody who's part Native, and they'll come up to me and be like, hey, I'm 1/8 Native. And I'm like, cool, man. Like, what do you say to that? Oh, right on. Bring it in, man. Like, that's actually real. Like, when she's doing all that shit, white people do that all the fucking time.
Fuck white people.
Yeah, fuck white people, man. I don't care if your grandma was Native.
Damn, I've never experienced that. Seeing how I'm like, half Irish and half English.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I'm the whitest person. I am pink.
That's right.
So,
yeah. As they might say on Living Color, Shea Whitey. Yeah. So number three, Aloha. If you want more details on that, go back to our review show where I cut it down pretty hard.
A woman at work came up to me and said, I saw this Aloha movie. It had this amazing cast. And I'm like, oh, yeah, great cast. what did you think of the movie? And she said, the greatest thing of all time.
What?
She said the greatest thing of all time. It had a really good Fleetwood Mac song.
Oh.
That is all she could say good about it. It had a good Fleetwood Mac song in it.
So a filmmaker who had started his roots in music made some good music selections.
That's the only thing good about Cameron Crowe nowadays is his films have good music.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Terrible film.
Yeah.
Not on my list.
All right.
Could have been.
Yeah. What do you have for number two?
Number two, a film I know you haven't seen, Accidental Love.
Oh, I haven't even heard of that.
Directed by Stephen Green. David O. Russell.
Oh, that one.
He took his name off the film.
Yeah.
He didn't actually complete it either. And boy, oh crazy. Boy, can you sure tell. Clusterfuck.
Who's in it again?
Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Plays a woman who gets a nail stuck in her head and doesn't have health care. So she decides to go to Washington to try to get health care.
Oh.
And ends up meeting Jake Gyllenhaal. There's some actors in this film who's a senator.
Oh, no.
And they try to get health care passed in the Senate. Oh. And hijinks ensue.
Yeah.
I thought for sure this was going to be the worst film of the year.
Really? Wow.
But it's not.
Tell him to go to Canada next time.
Totally. Or Cuba.
Or Cuba, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's your number two.
Number two, Accidental Love. As I said, directed by Stephen Green.
Stephen Green.
Yes.
A.K.A. David O. Russell.
David O. Russell.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's a train wreck. Never watch that film.
Yeah. My number two... Well, it won't be a big shocker. Poltergeist. Probably the laziest remake I've ever seen.
I thought you were going to be like Poltergeist / Insidious / Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
All the crappy horror.
Yeah. The thing is, Area 51 is so old that I didn't count it for this. Even though it came out this year, that movie doesn't deserve any more. Even mention it's such a shit movie.
You were pretty mean to it.
Yeah. Area 51 probably would have been number two.
Wow.
Maybe even number one.
Yeah.
But whatever. Poltergeist is just... Man, it was bad. It was so bad. It was not even... not scary. No imagination behind it. Like, if you're going to take a film, an iconic film like Poltergeist... At least watch the original and take some notes before you make it. Maybe don't make the same movie, but at least borrow a few things.
Or at least write the script to be like the original and then update stuff to make it fresh.
Yeah.
They didn't even do that.
No. I think there's a lot of problems not only with the script, but it reeks of bad editing as well. Like there's a weird... bit where they talk about their financial situation and it's like, oh, they're just talking about, you know, hard times in real estate and
I think that's easily explained. They completed the film and they watched it and went, oh shit, we're fucked here.
Yeah,
what do we do? This film sucks. We got to try to fix this somehow. And they probably couldn't, and they put it out, and it made money.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of nostalgia.
Yeah, which I call the plague of cinema.
Yeah, I remember when we reviewed this, I don't think I hated this as much as you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good choice.
Thanks, man.
It's a really bad film.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It's like a one-star film.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing good to say about that film. My number one, nothing will beat this. Worst film I've seen in 5 years.
Oh, whoa.
Maybe longer.
Really?
Yeah. Any guess?
Oh, worst film in 5 years. Did an Adam Sandler movie come out this year?
Nope.
All right.
It's a sequel.
Sequel. Fuck.
It's the third film of the franchise.
shoot. Oh, it's going to bug me that I don't know, because I think you told me about it, and I was like, I'm going to skip that.
I reviewed it on the show.
That's right.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, shit. Shit.
Fuck it. I'll put you out of your misery.
There you go.
Human Centipede 3 final sequence.
That one, yes.
Yeah, Tom 6. Fuck you, Tom 6.
Yeah.
I hate you. Keeping up a streak. Human Centipede 2 was my worst film of that year, too.
Wow.
This will be the worst film of the year.
Oh, nothing will sucks. Beat it. Yeah.
It's so irresponsible and crappy and terrible. It's everything you thought the Human Centipede 1 was, because that film was actually kind of tame.
Mm-hmm.
This film's gross.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
With terrible
acting, right?
Yeah. The worst performance maybe I've ever seen from Dieter Lasser. Your main female is a porn actress.
Nice.
Yeah. Worst film of the year.
Wow. I'm
saying it now. Without a doubt.
There you go.
Nothing will beat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Not even Minions.
Whoa. Dude, you heartless bastard. Banana.
It's amazing how I'll still go and see it.
Yeah.
I won't recommend people to not go and see it.
Yeah, because you haven't seen it. That's exactly. Usually how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're number one, man.
My number one, drum roll.
Let me see if I can think of what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what this is.
It is, I'll tell you this much, it's an adaptation.
Of a There's book?
Yeah. And I did not read the book.
I don't know.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my God, yes.
I think you forgot about this one.
I didn't.
No? Okay, no, all right.
I forgot about this
one. I guess you've seen two that I haven't seen that are really bad.
Yeah.
It was
on the short list.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
And as I said on the podcast that we reviewed it on, there was one scene at the end I actually kind of liked and thought was okay, which made it not a zero-star film. It made it a one-star film.
Yeah, and at that point, I was just so far removed. Didn't care for the characters, and it's a shit movie. No chemistry between two leads that are supposed to be romantic. Just completely wooden. And the girl who's in the movie, she's done some good stuff before, so it's kind of disappointing, but I think you mentioned that in the production they didn't get along, right?
No, they hate each other.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like... Here we go.
That's so great. I love that you have 50 Shades at number one.
Two
more movies to go, man.
That's right. Yeah, Valentine's I can't wait.
Day, the next 2 years.
Oh, shit. I got it all planned out, dude.
Didn't you and Sarah do like a big like Valentine's Day thing, and then you went and saw 50 Shades?
We saw 50 Shades, and then we had heart-shaped pizza at Boston Pizza, which is part of our tradition.
That is so touching.
It is, man. Makes you believe in love. Yeah, so that's my worst film of the year.
Wow. Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a crap year, man.
Yeah, it's... What's next? The
September, man.
festival movies. Let's talk about that briefly. So this year sucks because Vancouver International Film Festival and Fantastic Fest play at the exact same time. They start like same day, right?
Yeah, usually there's like a week there or even a little bit more than a week where they're Fantastic Fest always started a week before. So last year I showed up at VIFF on the second day of VIFF and still had a ton of festival to do. And I had to make a choice this year, both the same day. I chose VIFF.
Yeah.
Those are my kind of films.
Oh, yeah. And you can see like six films a day kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Or Fantastic Fest, it's like four or five tops. It sucks. I'm going to Fantastic Fest. I'm super stoked about it. But it won't be the same because you're not going to be there. Sarah's not going to be there.
And Kyle's not going to be there?
Kyle's a bit of a question mark right now. He's just trying to get funds together and everything.
Jesus Christ. If Kyle gets funds together, Texas.
Yeah, man. Where? Oh, yeah.
Kyle Charlie is coming.
He is a fucking madman, dude. He's a
madman.
He can drink with the best of them and party with the best of them and get up at 7 or 8 in the morning for a press screening. He's crazy.
I think my favorite Kyle Charlie story of last year at Fantastic Fest, there was this thing called Slap Chat. Do you remember that?
No.
And people would slap each other.
Oh, yeah. Slap fights.
A slap fight, yeah, whatever the hell it's called. And Kyle's just there doing it. And Tim League walks up to him and just slaps the shit out of Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. And that's like the festival founder,
yeah.
Co-founder.
Yeah, he's the big cheese.
Head of Draft House. Yeah, and apparently Tim League was like blackout drunk or something.
That never happens.
Yeah, it's the festival. Well, it's probably not the only festival, but it's the only festival we attend where the festival founder will come up to you and smack you in the face. And it's an initiation. It's an acceptance. It's a compliment to get slapped in the face. And
nobody slapped me, man.
Yeah. Damn it. We'll fix that next time.
That's why I'm going to VIF.
That's right. Each year they give out tattoos on the last day. I actually looked up which ones they gave out for the last 2 years. So I'm going to get those tattoos, probably on my forearm or something before the festival.
The firecracker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Firecracker and probably a laser gun or something.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So you booked your flight finally?
Booked my flight. Yeah. I arrived the day before the festival starts. I think my plane lands at 5:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
It kind of sucks, but it'll give me a chance to go hopefully drop off my bags, take a short nap, and head over to Franklin Barbecue and line up and eat some world-class barbecue.
And hopefully not get by Uber.
That's right. Yeah.
South by Southwest Uber prices?
Oh, dude.
Are a little higher than they are usually.
Yeah, the swarm thing. I don't think it'll be that crazy, thank goodness. I'll plan it out a little bit better. I'll arrange a ride or that's shuttle cool. or something.
So you'll be doing that, and I guess you'll be maybe recording some stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to probably do the same thing I did last year, just record people. If Kyle goes, I'll just record an episode or two with him, nice. Reviewing the film, same way we did. And I guess for VIF, you're going to have to lay down some tracks for us.
No, I think I'll do what I usually do and just chill with the after the credits people.
Oh, yeah. That's on true.
On three with Marina Antunes.
Yeah, you're usually like field correspondent.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going to happen, but it should be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, we're
surprisingly close.
Yeah, less than 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be right in the thick of festival season.
Haven't saved a dime.
Oh, me too. Yeah, me too. Still paying off South By.
Oh, my God. I started thinking about that a couple of days ago, and I'm like, I have to, like, pay for, like, a hotel for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I should probably start saving something.
Yeah, and your usual hotel is not doing the monthly booking.
I usually stay at a place called the Shaughnessy Village, and they rent by the month. It's like $1,000 plus $500 damage deposit, and they don't do it anymore.
That's brutal.
So, hello, $2,500 hotel bill.
Oh, fuck. I hope you find something reasonable.
I'm hoping I can get a deal on Hotwire closer that knocks that hotel price down. But
yeah.
Yeah, that was not expected.
Yeah, that's brutal, man.
Do you guys take Visa?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, crazy, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and then after that, we have Whistler Film Fest to look forward to. That's always a good time. I've been twice so far.
Yeah.
And loved each time.
So, yeah. Crappy half year, man. But
crappy.
It's only going to get better.
It will. It will.
That June might have been the worst year ever for June.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. It's weird that I've watched an Avengers film. I've watched, Tomorrowland, a new Jurassic Park movie, a film by the Wachowskis, and didn't like any of them. That's what the fuck?
Yeah.
What world are we living in, man?
And hey, man, we're 1.5 years old.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's something to celebrate.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I honestly didn't think we were going to last 1.5 years after those first couple episodes.
Yeah, I know. So I did pick up on that because I was like talking about stuff. You're like, well, yeah, if we get there. I was like, whoa. Yeah, it's all good.
No, and to all the haters, we're here to stay, bitches.
Yeah, we're here to stay, son.
We're here to stay, bitches.
That's right. I'll pitch slap you.
Yeah, I don't got much more to say.
Cool. All right.
Riding to the sunset.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's hop on our saddles.
Yeah,
I'll slip and fall on mine.
We got some guns to run, man.
That's right, Holmes.
We got a bonus machine gun.
That's right.
We're talking about the Wild Bunch here, people.
Yeah, that's right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, that wraps our mid-year recap show. And
thanks to anybody who's ever listened to the show.
Yeah, I agree, man.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, it's for both of us. We've said from day one, if we get a dozen hits per episode, we're happy. I think we average like 130 per episode, and we're just blown away by that. Maybe we're little fish, but for us, we're over the moon by then.
I am not a little fish.
No,
no. As I said before, my shit's definitive.
That's true.
I'm not a little fish.
That's true. That's true. We're going to put that on your tombstone. I am not a little fish. Yeah. Cool, yeah, man.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be doing this with you and many more years to come.
Cool. Yeah, me too, man. I agree.
One day I'll get you to change your list option, though. You'll figure it out. You'll actually do it my way because my shit's definitive.
I think for that to happen, I have to take a year off film festivals to, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that. That'll never happen. That'll never happen.
Awesome.
Cool.
Is this going to be your last Fantastic Fest?
It could be.
I want to go next year. I don't want to go alone.
I don't
like traveling
to
other countries.
If I do it, I'm thinking maybe be one of those cool kids who only goes like the first half or first two thirds. I did that for South By, and I was really happy I did only 6 days or 7 days, whatever it was.
Dude, no. Be like, yeah, Sarah, I'll be back in 6 days. Wink. And then come back 10 days later.
Yeah, that's right. No, I get so tired out and burnt out, and it adds to my stress.
Sick.
And I get sick as a result, yeah. So being sick in another country is not fun.
This is true.
Yeah. And you don't want to be sick in the U.S. That's all I'm going to say.
I got healthcare.
Yeah, there you go.
I have Blue Cross.
Yeah.
I work in a pharmacy.
Right on. Right on.
All right.
Cool.
Man.
All right. Well, yeah. And again, thanks to anybody who's listening.
Cheers to everybody.
All right.
Cheers to you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Raise my Wendy's cup. To another year, another half
it's
year.
It's hot in here. I've drinking like two waters.
Yeah, dude. It is hot.
Yeah, we live in Canada. It snows. No, it doesn't.
No, it's hot, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, man.
All right, until next time.
Peace
out.